you have to eat what you kill. That's a different kind of mentality to wake up with every day.
What do you think, like, why do you think some people have that and others don't, in your opinion, that mentality?
For me, I think it's a comfort thing. Some people do value the comfort in a routine schedule and like, not even a schedule standpoint, but from an expectation standpoint. A lot of people don't also like competition, right? Like, a lot of people don't want to feel like the whole office can see when I had a bad month. A lot of people don't like seeing a scoreboard. You know, a lot of people don't like their life to be driven around revenue, right? So imagine not even your own revenue, but literally you can measure how good of a job you did this month based on how much did you bring in, right? So a lot of people just don't like the, you know, the things that come along with the sales job. And I say, and that because I feel like that's because, you know, when it's good, it's great. When it's bad, you get it, everything gets exposed, right? And a lot of people don't like feeling exposed.
Yeah.
It takes you out of your comfort zone, you know, often and quickly. You know, I can imagine, like, a lot of people just don't like feeling that way.
No, when you frame it like that, that is very true. I would agree that a lot of people would not prefer to go to work and deal with that level of pressure and accountability to execute day over day. I will be the first to admit that sales is not for everybody. But one of the things I think, what you say, you too?
I know it's not for everybody. Like, I know it takes, you know, like, and even still, like I said, I've looked for ways out before in my life. You know, there have been times where I was like, yo, I don't straight. But then, you know,
it's like it Jones and keep it's tough to make that. Like, once you start making a certain level of income and start experiencing certain things on the regular, it's tough to, like, not do that on the regular anymore.
That, and then even still, like, you get like, bro, what you mean I only got 2 paychecks this month and I know exactly what both of them are going to be before they get here? You know what I mean? Like, where, what would you, it is, it's no, I can't do anything here to get any more money.
Yeah.
I can do that's going to get me another check, right? Like, to me, after, once you, like, there have been times where I've needed things in life and I've been able to go and close enough deals to make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take yourself out of a position where you can't necessarily do that for yourself anymore, then to me, that's when I feel the most pressure and I feel like claustrophobic and I feel like, oh, I need to go get a second job, or I need to start up a business, or I got to do something. I feel at ease when I know that if, you know, I fall into dire straits, or if my family needs something from me, or if I have a goal that I want to hit, I can go to my job and I can lock in for the next 30 days or whatever the case is. You know, now the sales cycles aren't necessarily 30 days. It might take, you know, a little bit, but I can
gotta always be doing a little bit. Yeah.
Right. But I can, give me 6 months and I can do whatever I want to happen because I have that avenue that I've afforded myself to go be able to get something out of my career.
So when we talk about, like, sales, the like, understanding why people wouldn't do it, I do think, though, like, when we look at wealth, however you define that, and let's not even use a term like wealth, just look at yearly, just look at income, however you define income and what you pay on your taxes on a yearly income. Like, everybody knows what that number is.
Right.
And there is only a percentage of individuals that will say have consistently year over year over 100,000 when they do that.
Right.
Now, if you know, I would never poo-poo on anyone making anything.
Right.
The reality is that maybe not even 10 years ago, the quote-unquote number that you needed to be okay was like 75,000.
Yeah.
And then that changed to 100,000. Most recently, I'm hearing 125,000. The point is that number is not going down as time goes up, but yet the opportunities that can actually put you in position to obtain that number, it's not like everything that you do can get you to that number. But when you sell something, to your point, not only can you get to that number, you can go beyond that if that's something you're willing to put the work in and do. And if you are in a situation, especially now, I would be looking to consider this as a profession if that's something that you know you want for you or your family. If you know you're looking for a real opportunity to consistently bring home with a skill set where you can consistently bring six figures home year over year over year. This is a skill set that can do that consistently if you dedicate yourself to it and continue to build within it. That's one thing I want to highlight here before we continue the conversation.
I agree.
You shared why that was so tough of a sale, the office supplies. Before I even get to like B2B, like I do in doing some research, know too, you're a realtor. Not only do you have the sales experience from a B2B standpoint, you've also obtained your real estate license in the state of North Carolina. I'd be curious, how is that real estate experience selling compared to B2B is my first initial question. Like, how would you compare the two worlds of selling?
That is a very good question. So B2B versus real estate is personal, right? Real estate is like your network. How many people can I advertise to, right? How many people can I get myself in front of from a personal like branding standpoint? I feel like real estate, as far as like acquisition of clients, is like, that's like the forefront of the sale, the acquisition of the clients, more so than like, you know, the particular property being sold. In B2B, it's more business. And like, what I liked about real estate was the business. I like drafting contracts, offers. I liked, you know, handling business. I didn't necessarily like the self-promotion. I didn't necessarily like, you know, photo shoots, that sort of thing, which, you know, no shade to any realtors. A lot of my friends are realtors. And like you said, I did go out of my way and invest into that license. I like the business behind it. But for me, the B2B sale was like a quicker cut to the business. You know, I don't have to, there's still a self-sale. Like, you know, you have to like me, Brandon, you know, to sit and chit chat with me. Right. But if I have something you need, then we're going to get to the business. There might be some competitors in the field, but if I can beat them based on the facts, then we're going to get to the business. Whereas in real estate, you might have someone who has a personal tie to three realtors. Mm. They might hit you up for 2 months asking you questions about what they should do, and then decide to go with their aunt who, you know, sells all the family homes. You know, like, it's a lot of like just personal. It's more personal.
You know, that's a great point, because when you're talking enterprise software, mm-hmm. at a high level, you know, these deals from a salesperson's perspective can be just as much, if not more, than luxury houses on the market. They can be high six figures, potentially what you're selling, depending on the industry.
They're multi-million dollar deals.
So you can sell like similar value things, whether it be B2B or say something like real estate. But to your point, people will spend that much money from emotional thinking in real estate that they would never spend that money on emotion, say in a B2B deal the same way. Like, people literally will forego, like won't make business decisions as it relates to their real estate transaction. It'll be
personal.
Like, it'll be so personal, emotional, like, and whereas when you are dealing with companies, it is very much like a more logical framework where it has to make business sense most times than not. And you typically got to be solving some sort of a problem that exists.
Exactly. Which is, for me, it's a lot simpler. It's a lot simpler. It's more predictable. It's more also, I feel like it's more related on my ability as a salesperson than my ability to kind of advertise myself. So for me, B2B kind of beat that out, because, and then I didn't have to build my own, like, I didn't have to build my own kitchen before I ate dinner. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I invested a lot of money into real estate before I got my first check. And as a single Black man who was paying all my own bills, that was tough. You know, if I was like married and my wife was like holding stuff down while I was going through real estate and had time to build my business, or if I was like staying at mom and pop's crib or something like that, and I was just out of my childhood bedroom slinging houses until I got my business built, where I, like, that's one thing.